Everything will be alright. Yeah, one of them days I go perform full no live. But you know, yeah.
Hello, soon. Everyone. Thank you for joining us again on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita. I am your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm like Red Square. I'm there one more time. You don't know Music and Marriage podcast vibration. Give thanks for joining us today. You know what I mean? Special day today.
Yes, today is the season finale of season 3.
Yeah.
Like, it was a hard decision, you know, trying to figure out how we wanted to end the season, you know, touching on a lot of topics that we wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, and not really getting to touch on a few that we really wanted to this season. But, yeah. Of course, we have next season. Hopefully. So
next season. Season
4.
Which, and you know, funny enough, 4 has been popping up.
Yes, you told me day, about this.
For the whole day. You know,
your dream.
I had a vision this morning, you know, with 4s in it. 3 4s, mm-hmm. You know. So 4, 4, 4. And then now we're going into season 4.
Yeah.
So, you know, for all of my people out there who study numerology, you know, let me know what the 4 mean. You know, when you're seeing 4s,
yeah.
What does that really mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, season four coming up. When? Yes. When are you thinking about doing that?
Usually we do like a break during the summertime because we have like birthdays. All of our birthdays run consecutively.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually take some time off and come back in September.
Okay.
But you know, this year I'm feeling, you know, I don't really want to do the break. So I'm thinking, you know, just next week we start in season 4.
Really?
So season 4 next is coming week? Right next week. Season 4 is going to be right back in. Just going to be a continuation. Like, you know,
why
break the cycle of the conversation? Because I feel like season 3 gave us some momentum, mm-hmm. and it opened a lot of doors for us to be able to communicate with a lot of people outside of our circle.
Yeah, we definitely gained a lot of new followers and fans of the podcast.
Exactly. So within that said, like, I don't feel like with them just coming on board and, you know, being new to the podcast and new to our vibration,
mm-hmm.
for us to just chop it off and just be like, all right, yeah, I got to wait until September now.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's fair
for the
new followers and the new
watchers. And then it's all about momentum.
Exactly.
It's all about consistency.
Exactly. And right now, that's what we're trying to continue, consistency, to just be consistent with what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like season 3, we touch on a lot of great topics. We open a lot of, you know, conversation.
Yeah.
With a lot of different, you know, topics that we've touched.
Yeah.
So I really want season 4 to just continue and just come with that bang and just keep coming, you know.
No wrong
and
just with continue that. I agree.
Take it there.
I agree.
You know,
with you.
Keep the conversation.
But maybe
flowing.
2 weeks.
No, see you next week.
Maybe 2 weeks. So a
much.
Week break.
Like, no.
And then come back fresh and clean.
Because, all right, a week break is what? All right. We'll debate about it. We'll let y'all know on social media. You just follow us on Instagram,
us,
Music
yeah.
and Marriage AND podcast,
yeah.
On IG or our personal pages, Nikki_Gordon718 or
I'm like Red Square on all platforms.
Yeah, and then we'll let you guys, you know, keep you guys abreast on what we're doing on the dates and when we're coming back for season four, whether it's next week or we're going to take a week or 2 weeks break. It's
the fours, you know, the fours.
But yeah, he's trying to figure out what the that vision was for him. So
until for us, we have because you know, anything that affects me naturally affects the whole family, and same for you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you don't know, I'm a person.
Find clarification.
Yeah, I mean, a person where really. You know, when certain, because things like that don't normally happen to me like that. So when they do happen, they have some kind of a serious meaning behind it that will definitely happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Either it happened now or it happened later.
Oh, before we even get into the show, before we even do anything, like, when the season first started, you know, you were doing your music and everything was going good.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have like a little buzz, you know what I'm saying? I just want to, you know, give you a little a little shout out, you know, my artist, yeah, the thing, you know.
Thank you.
And baby. I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of the progress. I'm really proud of everything that you're doing. I see your work. I see the ethics that you're putting in. I see the hard work.
Yeah.
That you know, you're going and you're grinding, doing what you got to do, knocking out song after song, you know what I'm saying? Just doing it for different producers, different rhythms. Like, I see you, and I just want to tell you that, you know.
I appreciate it, my love.
I'm an AC. I'm not a fan.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for acknowledging
the work.
The music that you're coming with is really, really something that's going to be game-changing for your career.
I think so too.
And I really feel like, you know,
maybe that is what the fours are all about.
Maybe.
The force.
Maybe it's career. Maybe it's something within that. But I really feel like it's your time. You just got to be consistent and just continue to do what you're doing. And, you know.
Yeah. And we're putting in the work.
Yeah. Trust me, I see.
You know. But yeah, baby, give thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time out to acknowledge, you know, the works that I'm putting in right now. And the same, you know, I see you doing your thing as well, putting this together, you know, the whole videos. We're working as a team, you know. It's not like
but
me alone, you know. The vision is
I'm not putting the lyrics
on, but you have the vision of what you want the videos to look like and things like that, and you need a second person to make them thing there up, you know what I mean, manifest. So it's not like you're not playing a significant role either, you know what I mean? You're playing that significant
role. This is what he does all the time. Every time I try to give him, like, he always flip it and be like, you know, babe, well, you're doing
this. No, y'all do it too. You know,
I love it. But sometimes, just take the compliment.
Me take it and give thanks.
You don't have to give me back a compliment, though.
No, me just attack facts.
Okay.
Me just attack the reality of the situation. It's not just because I'm doing that alone. It's not because I'm writing good music alone. It's because of a team effort, you know. We make it happen together. Okay. A man can write a song, but he not have somebody to shoot the video for him. He not have somebody to edit it for him. He not have somebody for, you know what I mean, the things that you're doing, you know what I mean? He not have nobody to contact people to say, yo, put that person up on your blog or put that person up on your interview or, you know, things like that. So it's just like over time things between us, you know, it's been building, you know, in terms of career movements. And you know, we just want you to know that, I appreciate it. It's not just a solo effort.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. So today, right? Season finale.
Yes.
I've been having a conversation with one of my brethren them recently in our group. You don't know, we have our groups, different group WhatsApp groups.
He's in like 5 or 6 different WhatsApp groups. Like, I don't know how he keep up. It's ridiculous.
You don't know. Big up my brothers them, you know, Robert, Andre, and Andre.
And fake Andre.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Since Facey.
Yeah, big up yourself, Facey. You know what I mean? A question came up, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the man named Andre, I think it was, asked, Like the question was kind of weird. It was like, so me and you, husband and wife, and we have another set of friends, husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
like couples.
Yeah, okay. And we're close, you know, we're all close with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Andre decides that he's going to leave Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
And married to another person. Mm-hmm. Would you be okay with me going to the wedding and supporting Andre? Would you be okay with that? Seeing that Tammy is your friend, mm-hmm. our friend, mm-hmm. not just your friend, our friend. Mm-hmm. Would you be okay with me going?
Our friend.
Yeah. We're all good friends. We're all okay. great friends.
Okay.
See? But for some reason or another, Andre decides
okay. it. All right. For me, I wouldn't... I don't think I would feel a type of way. However, if you're friends with both parties...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Ooh. Because I kind of had a different perception of something else, but this now, if you weren't friends with her, I would say, yeah, go support your homeboy.
Right.
But if you're friends with both of them.
No, don't base my movements off of your personal vibration. Base it upon your perception of what your relationship with Tammy and Andre is, and not what my relationship with Tammy and Andre is.
All right, base for me personally. All right, that. So if Andre would do something like that, honestly, I wouldn't go to the wedding.
Why?
Because I'm not support that. Yeah, why? My friend left. Me need for me and she need for being a friend. Me and I. Well, like I'm not gonna say. All right. I'm not gonna be like high schoolish about it. But. For me, it's loyalty. Like, whoever I knew first, whoever's more loyal to me, that's who I'm going to ride for. So, if me and Tammy's been friends for years...
Before Andre coming out of the picture.
Before all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If we're friends, why am I going to back out on you and be cool with the other girl?
Okay, so basically, especially because you and Tammy were friends before... Andre came in the picture.
Even
then
we
you wouldn't
friends.
Support it.
All right. You see like how in real life.
Yeah.
I knew Andre before I knew Tammy.
Right.
Because I met Tammy through Andre.
Right.
Their husband and wife. If that's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Andre, that's where my loyalty would lie eventually from how I'm saying it because I knew him first.
Mm-hmm.
However, in a situation like this. No, I'm going to have to roll with Tammy. We're not playing that.
We don't understand. We don't understand what you mean.
Okay. Being that
explain
I said...
Explain that a little bit more. Because it's not really... What you said is not confusing. Really... Yeah. It's kind of confusing.
I feel...
Because for me... All right. Make me answer.
I feel conflicted.
Make me answer then while you're conflicted.
Okay.
Seeing? In my opinion, me I go Andre wedding. Straight up.
I figured that would be your answer
Andre
because that's your homeboy.
No, not because I'm a homeboy.
Why?
Not because of that alone.
Why?
Even if Tammy decided that she was the other way around.
You were going to go to her? You
would have got Tammy wedding too. I wouldn't care if Andre vex. Because at the end of the day...
You're friends with both.
I know my relationship. It's not my relationship. I feed them relationship. And whatever happened in a feed them house, I feed them business.
Yeah.
Me not put myself in that or in between that.
Yeah, for
that,
real.
That not have nothing to do with loyalty.
For real.
That not have nothing at all to do with loyalty.
I don't know. I'm still,
because at the
I'm
end
still
of the day,
on the fence.
We're all friends.
I'm still we're on, all yeah, friends. We're all friends,
we're all
but at
family.
The same time.
So even
like,
though me know Andre from where baby, seen, me accept Tammy as my sister. Because Andre
is your brother.
I'm a brother.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, if something goes wrong between the two of them,
choose sides. You're saying you're
not picking a side. There is no way I can pick side in a family.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
You not pick side when family thing come about.
If you're right, you're right. You're wrong, you're wrong.
You not pick side.
Yeah.
But also, if that I gonna make my brother and my sister happy, we gonna get married to somebody else, whatever the case may be, me not gonna question it either. We might have a conversation. Say, brother, you sure? You know, say Tammy, our sister, and Ray. You sure? Say, all right. Sister, you're sure, you know, say, Andrea, my brother, and you don't know the thing, go. You're sure, say, what really happened, you know, everything all right, this can talk over, where. Yeah. But then after that conversation, me move past it, and if I'm married, I'm married, and me go support anybody.
Yeah, my sir, I don't really know about that, because if Andrea married somebody else, me can't, no, my girl, no, no. Tammy's my girl, like, that's what it is, no.
That's the problem with woman, you know. The emotions always get involved. Yeah, because
then she going to want to, like, all right. Imagine, it's not about styling. Hold on. Imagine me and her becoming cool and I go to the wedding or whatever, right? And I'm sitting there.
Never say young, some, the person. Hold on.
Cool. All right. Imagine me going to the wedding, right? A
different sphere, no?
All right. Imagine me going to the wedding, right? Mm-hmm. Boom. I'm there at the wedding and then she's saying her thing at the reception. You know how people talk when they're drunk and all, like, give their speeches. Mm-hmm. Suppose she go on the mic and be like, well, I took it from the other girl that couldn't have kept him and she just started throwing shade. Mm-hmm. That's my friend. I'm going to feel uncomfortable.
Then you leave.
Yeah, but why put myself in that situation from the jump knowing that I'm going to be uncomfortable either way because I'm going to be seeing you holding on to my friend's man, especially if it's a situation where he hurt my friend because of you, or yeah, but then no, you turn the relationship.
You turn it in a one big emotional roller coaster for no reason at all.
It's not a
the
big,
thought press, no, process now just blow no, up in a one big emotional no, business.
Because I have to think about that. Like, I have to be mindful. Like, you're not. I don't know. I just can't support it. I can't support that. Like, I can't know that you're my friend's man. You guys, especially if y'all broke up because of her, hell no. Mm-hmm. You can't catch me at a wedding, then not at all.
Me, I take my emotions.
Yeah, you going to go to the wedding. All right, go support your homeboy. I'm good with
or
that.
Or my homegirl. All
right, or your homegirl.
Because if I tell me Dashway Andre and Ganga look next man.
But if I know the next man cause, then what's the problem?
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. Me now put my emotions in it. Me not in the relationship.
You're not invested in a relationship that much. I'm not invested in it either, but my thing is, for me, is, as I said, it's the loyalty. Like, I see it as...
Loyalty, no, I'm not playing yourself.
Me riding with my friend. Like, if my friends say, don't go here because I don't mess with this girl.
Explain something to you, man. You see, once me become man and wife, you see, everybody in my family becomes your family.
Okay.
You understand? And everybody in your family becomes my family, whether I like it or not. Mm-hmm. You see, when you get in a, some kind of heated rare between whichever family, when I choose a side because of your family that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I go sympathize with you. You know?
I don't know about that.
But me not choose a side.
So if me and my friend,
it has to be like a specific situation.
Hold on. So if me and my family or somebody in my family catch up and get into something, you mean to tell me, say, you're going to be on some, oh,
no, make a reason upon a neutral point of view and say, I'm not going to be insensitive about it. Make a reason from a neutral perspective. What makes sense to me and who I am as a person. You understand what I mean? I say, it just does not feel right to choose right when you're in a family. Family enough, you choose between each other, family or family. Regardless.
Yeah, family's family, but you still got to let people know when they're right from when they're wrong.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. Okay. It's not a matter of right and wrong.
Okay.
It's a matter of choosing sides.
Okay.
Because you can wrong and me still choose your side. You understand what I mean? I say, because that's how people are. That's how people are.
Well, yeah, that is true.
That is loyalty now.
That is true. No, that's
where the loyalty comes in.
Some people, that's loyalty.
That is where the loyalty comes in. You know, say your brother wrong. And you still choose him side, say, because your brother, you're loyal to him, you don't give up about nobody else. Because your brother that, or your sister that.
That's like how it is with me and my friends. I'm like, or family, people who I love. Like, that's why I said with Tammy, like, if that's the case, like, no, I'm not going to win. Like, I'm loyal to Tammy. Like, I don't business about the next girl.
Yeah, but she's not a right or wrong.
She could be the nicest thing on this earth. I'm not going. I'm sorry. I don't business about nothing else. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be here kikiing and toasting at your wedding knowing that my friend is over here heartbroken because my man is over here married.
Of course, you're conflicted. You're human enough.
It ain't confliction. For me, it's just being wrong.
Conflicted. Me, I would have been conflicted as well in myself because you don't know Tammy and my sister. So, Andre left her and got married somebody.
Exactly.
Else.
Like, and then I'm supposed to be of here. Of course, naturally.
I'm not in a cheerful, rare mood.
So, what's the purpose of going?
But at the same time, what's the purpose of
going?
My brother.
What's the purpose of going? If I'm not going to be happy for you, what's the purpose of me even showing up?
Support my brother.
No, that's not support.
When
me
say cheerful mood, I mean, you are talking about it. Not cheers and not this and not rain.
Giving a toast and all that.
Make happy. Make all right because my brother happy. My brother move on with him life because of this him want. I'm going to support him to the end, no matter what.
Not me. Sorry. Ain't going to happen, Cam. We ain't do that over here. Not today. Not tomorrow. Not at all.
Jaja.
I'm sorry, I can't. Like, for me, it's loyalty. Like, if I'm your friend, and if you're my friend, I would be damned any of my friends I'm talking about, they go into your wedding when you marry another girl. You're mad?
Why not?
You couldn't even tell. You couldn't even look my. You couldn't even walk by the same side of the road with me.
Well, your friend or something.
But that's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing because you and a person develop.
Nah, man, that's the same thing.
For you.
It's the same thing.
All right, so me and my brethren and his wife develop a relationship. We're family.
It's the same thing for me. Like, once I check for you a certain way, I check for you a certain way.
Yeah.
And if I hold you to a standard in my life where I would do whatever I need to do to help you out in any case necessary, I'm going to do that.
Which is
so right. If I feel like you're being hurt by my actions by attending a wedding that I don't necessarily have to be at because I don't know shorty, I might know him.
But
right now I'm pissed at you, homie, so I'm not even messing with you. So I don't even need to be at your wedding if I'm not messing with you because you broke my friend's heart.
Tommy.
So therefore, I'm done. Like, right now, you on pause. So, I'm good.
Tommy or Andre, we not have to go upset. Because I go.
Me da vex with him. Me and Uno would have vex with him. Because you're not
going
to come get up. You're not come take up yourself top, but you're going to support
and then you know, I'm vex with me, you know?
Yeah, me
and then cause chaos in our relationship over something we don't know about.
But are you
emotions and make sense.
No, I'm going to vex with it too.
You put invested emotion and you bring that in our relationship.
Yeah, me and vex with it.
Which will make sense. Which is never after.
So you go sometime with me and vex with it.
No,
because me and look on it as we rolling together as one. We a unit. So if I say I'm banning a wedding, you banning the wedding too.
No, that not
it right. Shouldn't be no, okay, I'm going to support my brother.
So you are going to tell me, so you are going to vex with me too, because I'm going to support one or the other.
No, I'm going to vex with you because you're going to support him and her.
No, you're going to vex with me if me support Tommy. If Tommy leave Andre and gone with another man. I'm me for tell you. That's why you see what me tell about who
I'm. Andre, you know you're my brother, you know.
Father God.
Andre.
That's a woman thing.
Andre. That's a woman thing. You know what I'm saying?
You know the thing. When it's unnecessary, because you got to take the emotions in a somebody else relationship and bring it in our own because me go support my brother. But you would bring it because if the sister make us support, because the sister.
We got to stick together.
No, sir. Nonsense.
I am my sister's keeper.
And I am my brother's keeper.
All right, so do you think them brother and just don't say suffer the consequences when you're all said and done? Like, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know too hard. A simple man.
No, babe. No, man.
No, a simple man.
Like, that's the wrong move. I feel like I should bring that. Our relationship.
Because you decided to go against something that we were firmly against. Suppose the girl was a homewrecker. Alright, suppose the girl was a homewrecker. Let's throw
what
some scenarios
mean?
In
what
here.
What do you mean homewrecker though? Because naturally suppose if, she a, man, start, if
okay.
a man decides to
am I gonna leave, am I gonna
it's
do
over,
him
it's over.
Yeah,
and
but
the same thing for a woman. So what do you mean by homewrecker? If you want something, you want it.
Yeah, and that person also know that it's off limits. So it's not a one-party thing. It's both parties. It's 50-50.
No,
you're making it sound like it's the man alone, and if the man don't want it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, if a person don't want to be in a relationship, it doesn't matter who I wreck the home. The person don't want to be in a relationship.
As I said, if she's the one that... If she was the homewrecker... Come on, like him not understand me. So like him don't know what me mean.
You not understand me, I said?
Listen to me, Papa. Papa.
You not get to, you are Papa. One like you not get to me,
Papa.
As
must say, especially if she's the one that broke up their marriage and she's the homewrecker, then that makes it even worse.
Like, I don't say at this face, he say.
Like, that makes it even worse. Really? That's what he said?
Basically, I said the same thing. Basically, I said, keep your wife happy. Me happy. Me.
Exactly.
Keep my wife happy. Happy wife, happy
life. Life.
But no, Bridget.
I tell him
not in that scenario.
Happy wife, happy life.
Not in that scenario.
You have a happy wife, you have everything
willing
you need.
And argue in that scenario. If you decide so you want to bring that nonsense coming out of our relationship.
Yeah, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be tight.
Willing for go,
like,
go
you can't even look at me. Don't touch me. Don't breathe my ear. Like, go on the other side of the bed type vibe. Like,
I'm willing to go toe-to-toe with this. Yeah, tell you the truth. And knowing full well that it might cause division. in the house because you decided you
so wanted if to that's, bring something. But if you know that, why mm-hmm. would you do it then?
Because at the end of the day, I support my brother. It shouldn't be. Okay. It's a reality.
You know that supporting your brother comes with certain consequences. So therefore, are you willing to suffer those consequences yes. for your brother?
Yes.
So don't complain about what's yes. going to happen then. Yes. Because you decided yeah, that you wanted to suffer those consequences. Yeah, but at
the end of the day, it's not a complaint, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that the reason why you bring tension in outside and, you know, bringing tension from outside.
Why would I?
Inside our relationship. Makes no sense.
It makes a lot of sense because if we're in a relationship and we're both in agreement on us not supporting this couple.
We are not both in agreement.
We are in agreement.
In your mind, we're both in agreement. But
that
we are
it
not.
Is that we are not supporting this couple, whether he's your brother or not.
That is the
we're
issue.
We're both in agreement. Why would you go against it and do something like that? Obviously, you want to piss me off. Like,
no. Nah.
It's clear.
We're not both in agreement of anything. Me have my own mind and free will, as do you. And where this particular situation is concerned, me all right with little argument.
Well, like I said, I get the argument yeah. and I know sometimes I like it, you know, yeah. so.
We run a little argument.
Well, I guess there's your answer. Yeah. Because me personally, I can't go. I'm not going. I'm sorry.
And me does not think it should have bring attention.
No, it's going to bring tension because you're going against something that... Because right there, that's for me, in my mind, like, that's you saying you support the cheating. You support the scheming and the plotting and the...
Which
the,
is far.
That's what it seems in my mind. It's like you're in exactly. support of all. You're in cahoots with it.
Which is
so you
far
see, when I
true.
Think that in my mind now, it's like... So that's you, Apriya. That's your dad,
I feel like
okay,
at that time,
Papa.
You probably are set to.
So, me I feel away.
I feel like at that time, you are set to. Like the loyalty probably stretched to me.
Yeah.
Now, where me probably yeah. not loyal to you because
yeah.
me can support
because
my
you
virgin.
Do that too. So then now you know. So the friend I'm going to start say, girl, you better watch your man because he probably doing the same shit he going to do to you too.
Herein lies the confusion of black women. This is weird. This and this season finale. We, you know, come for witness full circle the confusion that is black women.
Cut that foolery out.
Total unnecessary situation that Listen. Needs no, you know,
yeah,
tension.
Some women, I wouldn't say it's black women. I would just say it's women in general.
Or
women
in general.
Just jealous or some women are just, you know.
Women in general.
Yeah, I would say it's women in general.
Women in
not
general.
Black women.
Not black women. Women in general, then. Let me say that and take back that
yes.
black women's statement.
Yes.
Women in general.
Yes.
Where there is no need for tension, you add it.
Some women just like to create the little gossip, the little spice, the little, you know, flair.
Yeah, but men are really too like that.
I don't like it. You like it.
Me not
low
like
key.
It.
You me like it.
Me not like tension.
You like it.
Tension not really
not
like
tension,
it.
But you like that arguing the makeup.
No, sir.
To...
You like that. Me not like that. You speaking for your damn self. Me not like that. Me can't bother the bugger unnecessary argument.
I have a necessary argument with you.
Listen. Like
me, I'm on the same argument.
Maybe like, here? Maybe like.
Oh God!
Maybe like 90% of the time. Maybe like 90% of our existence, you find something.
Like, that's a little thing. Hold on there. So what you are saying? No, we've been together for 20 years now.
Yeah.
So you're saying 90% of that 20 years.
Always find a little thing.
I always find a little what?
For we have a little spice about.
Really.
Always. And you know.
Give me the latest one, because since minute I'm not aware of it, that I'm doing it,
mm-hmm.
give me the latest.
Like, no. Duh. That's the latest. Like, no. Perfect example right now.
This is, listen, another one.
What do you mean? Right now. We just show you. And when we're going to start to do every moment, it comes up where my sissy or daddy had tried it. We're going to just point it out to you.
Please, because I'd be doing that to you. Because he's always like, oh, I don't do that. I don't do this. Because he's Mr. Perfect, okay? He don't do nothing at all wrong. He does everything right. So I tell him, whenever I see you do things, I'm going to point it out to you. So you realize that you're doing it. If you don't understand at the moment, or if you don't realize at the moment, I'm going to point it out to you so you know. So don't try to come and flip my thing with me, not Playboy. Keep it pushing. Okay? Next, as I said. All right? Stay trying to act like he bringing something new in. Like, yeah, I'm about to do this right there now. Hold on, Playboy. Been there, done that. Next.
Whatever. Whatever.
But definitely,
I choose my brother's side, though, in terms of army sister side, whatever.
Yeah, just understand when you choose that side, just know you will have an issue within your household.
And that nothing, I feel like.
And if you feel like that
does not need. Like, answer that question, like, seriously. Mm-hmm. All fun and joke aside.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it is worth bringing outside tension into your relationship?
I don't
necessarily
think...
for something that is of no cause or concern to you?
No. However, if you know something is going to piss me off, why do it?
Yeah, but why should it piss you off? Why should that piss you off? That's what I'm saying.
In my mind, question. I'm looking at it's you sideways no because it's like you're...
It's of no cause or concern to you. A man and a woman, I go through them thing, them decide they left.
Yeah, but now I get to that man and woman problem. So what I'm saying is, I'm not going to be supporting your next relationship neither. That's what I'm saying, point blank, period. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to be like, oh, I think you should do this or, you know. But however, I'm not. Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm not supporting
enforce your will, you know, upon me.
What I'm saying is, I'm not supporting your shit. That's just what it is. Right, we could be cool, but I'm not supporting it.
But yeah, enforce your will now upon me now.
Because clearly, your decision. Because clearly you with the shits.
What shits? The
cheating shit. The cheating and the scheming and all of that. Like, all right, clearly
So you clearly neglect the part when I say I'm going to reason with my brother or my sister about what happened and if it's something that can be redeemed or... Like, you clearly just fling that out the window. Cause that never said none at all.
Yeah, but that's you getting into people's business. You don't got to get into all of that. Leave their business alone. You ain't involved.
Yeah, but that should be an indicator to you that it's not about choosing a side.
No, but it's...
It's about supporting whoever needs support.
It's about you supporting the virgin.
So even if Tommy, even if Andre got married somebody else and then Tommy decides, say, you know what? Fuck him. I got married to. I got Tommy wedding. I mean, I support cheating this at all?
No, because he's already married. So it's not cheating. It's her moving on. It's her finding someone else, finding the love of her life, her
like,
soulmate.
It's like the perspective or your reason from when it comes to this, it makes no sense.
What makes no
whatsoever.
Sense? I don't understand
it's like,
what don't make sense to you, though.
It's like you are allowed to move on, but the man is not allowed to move on. It's cheating.
I never said he's not allowed to move on. I said I will have a major issue with it if the girl is the cause of the previous relationship with him and Tammy. You see, like, that's what I'm saying. With the scenario with that, if him and Tammy was together and she was the reason, like, he was cheating with her or something like that, and then him and Tammy divorced and then he go get married to her. No, I'm not attending the wedding. Are you crazy? I probably want to go there and whoop her ass with Tammy. Like, no. I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not going to the wedding.
That's a micro scenario.
That's what I'm saying. It can't just be a flat out, are you going to go to the wedding, yes or no? Because they're both your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't just look at it.
You added an element.
You have to.
You added an element there
you
that
have to because
never
you
needed to be added.
Here you go again. My extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you just said yeah. Like you agreed.
Yes.
Really, bro?
You added an element there that never needed to be added.
As I said.
All right. Why you never added that element in a different direction? If a Tommy did cheat and it off he go. Why did that add where him cheat and married to the girl when that cheated?
Because that's not usually the scenario. Okay. The case is always the man is always the cheater.
Oh, yeah. You see that word there?
Mostly.
Deadly.
Mostly. All right. I mean, most of my dog shit. And it's not like saying I know that. You know that already. So don't deny. I mean... It is what it is, so I'm just judging off of that what usually is the scenario. The scenario usually is the men are always the cheaters, so therefore...
I give up.
And what do you give up on?
Tapping out. This is where I tap out.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You just said you give up, you tap out. Why are you tapping out?
Because, babe, it's like, you know, me see what I go on yes or no. It's like when you reason, it's always on the defensive and not a balance.
I'm always very balanced. Not a balance. You can never say that. I'm always very balanced.
It's
I'm
always if him cheat, if I see him cheat with and not. Well, if she cheat and him decides right, to believe.
All right.
Then, you know, say, that wasn't really. No matter with it now. Right. It don't make no sense now. Because you never lead with that from begin with. So nobody come with that. You never lead with that. So
All right. Let me give my opinion on that one.
You never lead with that.
Season finale. I'm familiar with people that know my feet both sides. Stop it.
Yeah, but you should have been a do that.
All right. What may I do it? No. Balance it. Never too late. Yeah. All right. Okay. If it was the situation where Tammy cheated on Andre and he decided to get married, I still wouldn't attend the wedding because Tammy's my friend. Like, I don't business which way you flip it. Play ball.
But you're going to vex me when me got a wedding.
Yeah, because you need to understand. You are uphold with the bullshit.
Yeah, but you uphold the bullshit.
No, I'm not.
Because she cheat. No, so me forget to you.
No, because at the end of the
me
day,
me forget to you.
It must do something to her, makes
you
cheat.
You're gone back. You see, you're gone like right. You see, the circle, you just gone right back round to where you start. It must do something to.
I guess I'm biased.
Thank you.
I'm biased when it comes to people I love and people I check for and support. Like,
thank you.
I'm a ride for them. It is what it is.
No, like, it's not about me. Not talk about that. Me understand that. I'm just talk about the balancing reasoning. You're just not.
My reasoning is firm.
It's firm.
It's very sound.
It's very firm.
It's very clear.
It's very clear and firm.
So I'm not really sure what you're saying.
What I'm saying, it's not balanced.
It's balanced.
No, it's
not. Yes, it is.
But, you know.
Perfectly balanced.
I'm glad you prove it to yourself. And the world.
I'm slightly biased when it comes to stuff like that. Like, if I check for you and I really do love you a certain way, like, you're wrong. You're right. Like, I'm riding with
and,
it.
And, you know, initially, immediately I said, of course, I'm going to go Andre with him. I'm not care. We know Andre before Tammy. Mm-hmm. But then when I start thinking about it, I say, but, you know, me love Tammy too. Tammy, I'm a brethren, mm-hmm. So I can't just say.
You go both.
You know what I mean? Me have to balance out the
thing. Andre, sorry. I mean, you know what the thing said already. You know, so we have brother and sister. You hear that? Yeah. But still, I'm not attending your wedding. Sorry.
Yeah. It's all good, though.
As I said, I probably pull up there with Tammy and Cheeky and the whole squad and we there probably ready to jump shorty or something like that. Like, it wouldn't be me cheersing with you guys. I feel like that would be me being disloyal to my friend. For me, some part of me just feels that way. And for me, I can't sit with that.
I can't feel comfortable
with that.
I understand.
And then next thing you know, the girl want to hug and thank you for coming.
I mean, you would have put yourself in that direct.
You would have to because that's your homeboy and he's going to want to speak to you. You'll probably be a part of the bridal party.
I'm not doing all of that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, make sure you take care of my brother. No, my sister's supposed to be taking care of my brother. Oh, and you see, if she come with some shit like that, now then that's a different ball game. That's a different whole thing. Like, that's where she playing herself. Because right there, you're putting yourself in a line of fire by coming at your face and saying some stupid shit like
I mean, I said that.
No, I'm saying if she would have.
Me personally.
I'm saying if she would have, but some females are like that. They like to press buttons. They like to get a reaction out of you. So they're going to say something that's going to evoke that. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, if she does come with something like that, like, oh, well, you know, some little funky shit. Yeah, it probably would have to tap her jaw real quick. Like, nah. It's disrespectful. Like, I would find it disrespectful for me to do something like that to my friend, to attend your ex's wedding and be there kikiing and cheersing, toasting and all of that. Like, hell no, I couldn't do it. And I'd be vexed with you if you did too, and I still stand by that.
Well, I guess you're gonna vex together.
Well, there you have it, season 3. We thank you guys so much.
Yeah, man. Big up Tammy and Andre too.
Yes,
you know
Tammy
I mean?
And Andre. Real big up yourself. They've been models. Together for so long.
Yeah, one of the first.
Great relationship. First great marriage. Weddings that you've been to.
From one of my brothers them, you know, where step out and go into the world of marriage. One of the first. One of the very first.
Yeah. And it's successful. Know,
as an example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And still going firm and strong.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
Big they just Tommy, celebrated their Andrea. Anniversary recently, exactly. A couple days ago. Mm-hmm. So shout out to you guys on your 13th wedding anniversary. Big up
my brother and sister.
We love you guys, and yeah, definitely
keep those thought provoking
coming. Yes, we love it because so they're the ones who brought this topic to us. So yeah, definitely, yeah. We love it.
Yeah, man, big up on
season 3.
Yeah,
it was a joy.
It's a blast.
Yes, really appreciate we had it. A lot of fun. We had a lot of great topics. We had a lot of great guests.
Yeah.
We
big up all our guests them yes. too.
We thank you guys
Ashley,
so much.
Big up yourself.
Ashley,
Mr. Pepper, big up yourself.
Egypt,
big up yourself.
Who else?
And I mean, I think that's it.
Yeza.
Yeza was this season as well?
Season 3, yes.
I thought she was season 2.
No, big up yourself, Yeza. No, Yeza was season 3.
Was the first guest?
Yeah, I think on season so. 2, no, yeah? She was. Yeah, I think she was the first guest in season
3. Or was it, Esco Levi. Was it Esco Levi? Season 3? Also?
Yes, Esco Levi. Yes, mm-hmm. I think it was.
Was the first. Oh, Esco Levi was hold actually on. The first. Big up so all our talking. Guests.
Yeah.
That came through and supported us this season. We're looking forward to having some more exciting guests next season as well. Some guests from out of left field, yeah. You know what I mean, that people wouldn't expect us to be talking to. You know what I mean? I really, if I had to choose a favorite guest, I would definitely say Ashley was probably my favorite guest in terms of just the reasoning and you know, the topic that we really went into, the mental health awareness.
Yeah.
And we're still actually in mental health awareness. Oh, we're not? Me. It was me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right. June already. So, yeah. You know, I really want to show our love and appreciation for all our guests
that passed through. Yes, so was season 3. So, all of our
Esco
guests.
Esco Levi as well, right?
Yes.
And
so, we had Esco Levi for guest this season. Yeah, no, Yeza was our first guest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeza, Esco Levi. Then we had
Mr. Pepper.
Mr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And we had
Egypt.
And
then Ashley.
Ashley, yes. Also, we wanted to shout out season 3. We were blessed to be a part of a few other podcasts.
Yes.
Reggae Lovers Podcast. Make sure you guys go check them out. If you're a fan of reggae music,
yeah.
They're a great podcast to listen to. They interview a lot of reggae artists all over the world. And, you know, they give a great spotlight for the reggae, the music
industry.
Yes.
On our own.
Sunsplash Media.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Select the Princess and Ja Prince.
It was a good time. It was a good interview with you guys. Yeah,
Yard Life as well.
Yes, yeah, shout out to you out in Texas. Thank you for the interview. It was a great interview we had with you.
Yeah,
also, 90 Day Wind Sandy.
90 Day Wind Sandy.
Thank you guys
Sandy
so much. B. We appreciate all of the support that we received.
Yes.
And we continue to receive. We just, you know, we're just so overwhelmed with all of the support that we've received.
Everyone that contributed
to the Cash App.
Everyone
that's been supporting the podcast, streaming.
The merch.
Merch,
you know, big up on yourself.
Yes.
We wanted to a special shout out to her Instagram Truth and Love or something.
Truth and Love.
Yes.
Yeah, Mel.
Mel. Yeah,
yes.
Man, Mel.
Shout
big
out
up
to
yourself.
Mel.
You know, we really appreciate the support. You know, you've been following the podcast for a while now, and you know, you've been definitely
very vocal.
Yeah.
Very supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, so big up yourself.
Shout out to you.
Allison, also in New
yes.
York. Big up yourself, Allison.
I
really
BK.
Appreciate it. Out in BK, yeah. You know, if I want photography entertainment.
Yes, if you need any photography done in New York City, make sure you check her out.
Check out
on
Allison,
IG.
You know what I mean? I'm going to have it, all
the
information
in the,
in the bio.
Yeah.
So make sure so to check out the thing, you know
Tammy
what I mean?
Tammy and Andre, y'all always supporting. Shout
yeah,
out
man.
To y'all.
Big up
Robert,
all of my brothers
always,
and sisters,
yeah.
And we support the thing. The whole family.
Yeah. My mama, please stop asking me questions about, oh, so why you did that? Oh, I knew you was fast. But no, it's that long time. They want money, no. Stop watching the podcast. It's not for you, okay, boo? Love you, Linda.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Big up the whole family, you know what I mean?
Yes, thank you
really
to everyone. Season
it.
3 has been a blast.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it's something else we're missing out. You want to plug some black businesses before we go? Anything that you want to Bolt Fitness on IG. Yeah. If you need any workout, it doesn't cost anything but sweat, as Mr. Bolt always says.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you guys join in every morning, Monday to Friday, from 7 to 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Jamaica time. They work out virtually, so you guys can join it from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to leave your home to, you know, so you got to go anywhere to the gym or anything to work out. You just get your equipment, and they don't even work with equipment sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's just a great workout, great sweat. So make sure you guys join them on IG every morning from Monday to Friday, 7 to 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Empress
Organics also on Instagram.
Yes.
You don't know, health and beauty, wellness spa, you know, clinical herbal PhD. You know, go and get your Yoni Steams, whatever
Yoni
that is.
Yoni Steams.
Body sculpting, plant-based feminine care, yoga. These are all the services that Empress Organic
provide. Yes.
Seeing so make sure to check out Empress Organics.
Yes.
Her podcast is linktree.com/EmpressOrganics.
Her website, you mean?
Website, yeah.
Yes, EmpressOrganics.net.
.net.
Yes.
Right.
And Simply Rose, if you need any printing done in Atlanta area or in Georgia, anywhere you need, and need any thing made for a special occasion, birthday parties, make sure you check her out, Home Decor. You check her out on Instagram, Simply Rose, to get all of your, you know, home decor, your flowers, your wreaths, your door signs, you know, everything that you need for your house. She got you covered. Yeah. Also, Nikki Glitz Cosmetics. Make sure you go over there and get your loose glitters for all your occasions, your special events.
Yeah.
To get your goals and orders and intact, make sure you guys go check out 90 Day Win Podcast to get, you know, yourself together. If you're getting off track, if you're, you know, losing yourself throughout time and you need someone to help you to, you know, come back to what you need to be and get all of your thoughts together and be on the right track to get your goals accomplished, 90 Day Win Podcast is the place to be.
Definitely. And Pure White Cleaners as well. Bridging Corey over there in the Bronx. Yes.
Don't he got a club now? A bar and lounge?
Yeah, bar and lounge. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, well, you shout don't out know. To you, Corey. You're doing big things in the New York City things. Area.
Yeah, big up Frank shout and out big to up you. Yourself. You know what I mean? Wing Zone as well over there in
East Meadow
in Long Island. You don't know. Make sure to check them out.
Yeah, summertime coming, you know what I'm saying? The heat is hot in New York City. Yeah. Ain't nobody trying to cook and do all of that. Yeah. Hit up Wing Zones for all of your wings, all of your, you know what I'm saying, your little finger foods that you need for your little party events. Yeah. You know, you want to crash at home, Netflix and chill?
Yeah.
Perfect meal.
I mean, basically.
Who else? That's it?
Yeah.
If you're in Jamaica, make sure you check out also Deluxe Dishes.
Okay.
Seafood, any type of seafood platter you need. She got you covered. Delicious meals. Stephanie, big up yourself. Kay's Fruit Pops, also in Jamaica. If you're here on the island, you need any natural fruit pops, make sure you check her out, Kay's Fruit Pops on IG. Also, Slow Burn Scents, if you need any candles, scented candles for your house, your office, your workspace, wherever you are, your bathrooms, you know, to get that little vibe. Slow Burn Scents on IG or slowburnscentsllc.com.
Yeah,
that's the website where you can go and order your stuff. Thank you so much for all of your support. We thank you guys. And Baggett is coming back soon. We're doing, you know, a new launch of a new style, a new collection.
Yeah.
So it's taking a little bit longer than we anticipated.
But stay
However,
tuned for that.
It's huh?
No, I'm saying stay tuned for that. Cause
yes,
it's,
but it's
you're
coming.
You're loving that.
It's coming.
When it's ready, you're definitely gonna be loving
yes.
it.
It's coming, new designs, new collection. So yeah, thank you so much for joining us on our season finale of season 3.
Yes.
Of Music and Marriage Podcast. My name is Nikita. I am your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm Luck Red Square. Give thanks. Really appreciate it. You don't know. Keep supporting. Keep liking. Keep sharing. You know
comment,
the thing.
Subscribe.
Keep commenting.
I'm
Luck
Red Square.
You know
official on YouTube. If you're streaming. Go on any platform, Google, Apple, who else?
Spotify.
iHeart, Spotify. Mm-hmm. Anywhere podcasts are provided, we're there. Make sure you check us out. And we might give you guys a week to catch up on the season if you haven't, you know, caught up on all the episodes.
Right.
So we might give you guys a little extra week to, you know, get that together. Go and check up on all the other episodes. Please make sure you go and subscribe. We thank you for all of our subscribers, all of our new followers and listeners.
Yeah.
We thank you guys so much for all of your support. Continue to grow with us and come back with us for season 4.
Yeah.
We'll see you in about a week or so. We're notifying you on IG. Just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right. Season 4 is a bang. Remember, I'm going to tell you.
What good people?
Salute.
Shout out to our intern.